special officer who is doing great by being open about mental issues and mental health. And we really need to say, listen, we need help. Let's take it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Alexis. Muchas gracias. Ha sido un placer. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you so much.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
Grand Rises, my kings and my queens. You wanna know something?
We go fetch again.
That's right.
We must celebrate.
I said, wake up, you're dead on the wake up list. Let's go.
Let me be the I draw near like a cuddling. Anyone I wanna get a old double
A. You can't see we don't know one bag of man apart.
But you don't know,
we don't let you by my bar.
You see a girl I want need pull up back a car. Keep it like a DP or a avatar.
Skid up!
I is a man want you, yeah. I is a man need you.
Oh,
girl, time change everything, everything. You are my everything, come give me everything. I know you miss the smell of cologne and cigarette, yeah. Cigarette, and girl, come and perform for me. Wind down low and perform.
This is DJ Bobby
K.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I am going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightening Officer in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
What mic am I using? Microphone check, 1, 2.
You're good.
Okay. I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors. I'm also grateful to Mother Nature and just the spirit of unity. And as of today's show, let it be very positive. Let it be very uplifting. Let it be loving. Let it be fun for our listeners. Hallelujah. Can we...
Blessings, guys. You're not supposed to be giggling.
Guys, this is going to be an amazing show. I am grateful for this opportunity, and I'm grateful for the ancestors for being present here. I ask that today's show be entertaining, enlightening, and empowering for all our listeners. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Shay, all right, guys.
I was trying to keep it, you know, like, you guys came here. Why'd you laugh when I said hallelujah?
Because it was Gina's face. Yo, where she was like, not hallelujah. Yeah,
I was about to say, Benis Wai Tel Nel. You threw it off.
Right. That was the I next was like, one. Whoa, are we not supposed to be saying that?
Yeah, I just figured anyways, everybody's welcome. Jesus, Allah.
Okay.
Oh, we can say whatever we want.
That's what I'm saying.
For me, it's... You got to see it to understand it.
Right.
It was the facial expressions involved with the body language, the blessing.
And we was looking around and stuff. So we're like, yeah.
My eyes were closed. I couldn't see you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Deep
well,
in prayer.
We saw you, buddy.
Yeah,
we saw you.
I had my hands together. You can, anyways.
So Gina, September 9th, how you doing? Tell us about your week.
I'm doing phenomenal. So I was in Toronto last week.
Nice.
For the week, spent it with some of my favorite people in the world. Y'all know my niece is one of my faves. And I got my ears pierced again.
I got
them re-pierced because they closed like some 10 plus years ago.
Okay.
Like, I'm not big on jewelry.
Okay.
I'm really not big on jewelry, but I was just like, I feel like I want to wear earrings again.
Okay,
so
nice.
I went ahead and
pierced
them. I got them pierced at a tattoo shop down like close by me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't pull out the ear gun.
Oh. How did they do it? It was a needle.
No, it was just they used the actual piercing.
What do you
mean?
They
just put it through.
Oh,
and
so they just kind of popped it through the hole that was there.
Well, I mean, because maybe it wasn't as bad because I originally had holes. But she was just like, okay, you ready? Like, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And so she did a whole countdown in my head. I'm like, where's the gun?
Yeah, you count down to get the gun? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, oh, and then she did it, and I was just like, oh, soft tings. Okay, that's fine. It really wasn't even that serious.
Good that it didn't hurt.
Except I wasn't mentally prepared for that, per se. Mm. But that's done. And August birthday bonanza is done.
Amen.
Okay? Like, I'm done, guys. I'm done inflating. I'm not inflating another balloon.
How many birthdays did you have in August?
4.
Okay, that is a lot still. Yes, that is a lot still.
And like 4 with some milestones and this and that. Like, I mean, I'm done. I'm done inflating balloons. I'm done helping baking cakes. I don't want to decorate nothing for the rest of 2021.
Okay. Is Uncle Jerz back? Is he back?
Nope. He's still in Italy until at least September 15th.
Nice.
At least.
But Christmas is coming. You say you don't want to
No.
Ah, we don't do that.
I do marry off of work day. Like, that's what I do. That's okay. That's my day there.
Hey.
And then on another note, guys, I have to sun someone.
Sun someone?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I have to sun someone. So we're card game players. Where I'm from. So, you know, it was my sister's partner's 40th birthday. So that was another milestone. So again, blowing up all these balloons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a table in the back, me and my sisters, running President. You guys know President?
No.
No, not at all.
I know Crazy Eights.
Crazy Eights and Go Fish.
Amen.
Guys, I need you guys to step up your card game.
My favorite.
You know, President with A-hole. President, Vice President, neutral.
Yeah, wow.
I've heard of it. Don't know how to play it at all. Okay,
so we're playing that. So now his friend comes up because we're just like, we're playing our game, whatever. He's just like, oh, can I join the table? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I reached. That's fine. I go, but you, just so you know, this is elite table only. Like, we run elite games here, and I'm going to need you to step up to the plate proper. And he's like, yeah, no problem. And then he's like, besides, I'm like the oldest one here. And so he tried me. Because he's like, yeah, I'm sure I'm the oldest one here. I'm like, no, you're not. He's like, what are you, born in the 90s? I was like, aunt, try again.
Ooh.
And he's like, what are you born in? So late 80s, I was like, aunt, try again.
Ooh,
I like.
And then I put an 85 on him. He's like, oh, yeah, you're older than me. I'm like, exactly.
Nah.
I was like, that's why now you my son. But that's not what I sunned him for. But I had to sun him even more because.
I like that.
That's dope.
While we were playing, so he came in. And when you come into the game, you have to come in last place, right?
Okay.
And he came into the game, and then he won the first game from that all the way up to president, which doesn't happen at the elite table. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're good, you're good. Fine, we'll take it.
Okay.
But my sister hits me up, and she's just like, yo, watch his next shuffle. And I didn't take it in when she wrote it to me. I thought she was just like, oh, he's being extra nice, always wanting to shuffle.
Right.
So I'm talking to my next sister who's next to me, because I got, like, two people filtering for me to be able to see what he's doing, which he was in her streamline.
Mm.
So now I'm talking to my sister. I'm just like, da, 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 and I saw a little play on the hand.
Oh.
And I'm like, no.
He's not trying to cheat.
And we never met this guy before.
Aw. He was cheating.
Terrible first impression. Cheater.
Right?
Boo.
So then I seen the man putting cards underneath his
wow.
leg.
Wow.
So
wow.
now I wait for the whole deal to
That's
deal.
Not good, man.
Mm, good,
that's
good.
Not good. Oh, it's not good, especially if you're doing that at our house.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Consequences, real consequences, actions for
So then, like, he finished the whole deal. We're all ready. Everyone fixed their cards. I'm like, great. I'm like, yo, Mayu, stand up.
Yeah, he's like, huh? Stand up one time. Let me see.
I was like, no, Mayu. Yeah, you?
Stand up.
My son?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to stand up, please.
Yeah.
He stands up. There's two piles of cards.
Wow.
Underneath him.
Wow.
Yo, when I tell you, I was just like, title revoked. Yeah. Everything revoked. You can't talk no more.
Yeah.
Silence of the lamb.
Yeah.
You're not allowed here.
Quiet. Yeah, be quiet. The rest of the night, say no words.
I tried to say stuff. I was like, irrelevant.
I love
Nothing.
It.
Oh.
Did he have to sit in the corner?
He was in the corner already.
Okay, stay
but
there.
But you know what? Like, because my nephew came into the game that game, we played that one more round, and all of a sudden, everybody had to pee, and everybody had to be off this. Because we don't play with cheater pumpkin eaters.
No, you're nice. I would have had the chair turned around. Look at the corner. Face the corner until we're done.
We were outside.
Oh, you see?
Yeah, we had
beer
outside.
Chances. Trust, I was a disrespected man.
Yo, 100%.
Consequences.
So all of a sudden, game done. And you know, my sister was like, yo, but we're having so much fun, though.
Mm-hmm. You salt the whole vibe.
Salted. And then he's leaving now. He's just like, oh my gosh, this is so fun, guys. Giving
yeah,
us
you cheated, sir.
Inviting us to Instagram. I was like, I don't know you like that. My Instagram's private. How'd you find me? I don't even write my name properly.
Wow.
Properly. I'm just saying it's not written like most other Gina's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm like, and then all of a sudden we all get invites. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Sir,
I don't think you deserve the rights
like
to my personal social media.
Nope, you don't want to be his friend.
No, he's a cheater.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
So, yeah, I had to sun him. I had to disrespect him for the disrespect that he showed to me and mine.
I agree with that. I agree with all those actions.
Yeah, that was my week.
All right. Mr. Farrell. How was your week?
It was good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's move on. That's amazing.
Oh, wait, I just have one question. I really do, because it's a valid question. It's September 12th soon.
It is.
Are you still jumping?
You know, I'm glad you said that. The person I was coordinating with,
yeah,
something happened. He can't go with me anymore. And he told me, okay, just get in contact with the company directly and yada yada. Because I had a hookup. I had somebody I was going with that I knew personally.
Okay.
Or through somebody I knew personally, whatever. It was just a link up, a relationship. For some reason, I felt good about that. And then he's just like, yeah, just call. Like, it's okay. I can't be there, but just call and they'll take care of you. I wasn't hype as much anymore.
No.
I still want to do it. I lost the motivation and I didn't follow up. I still have to do it. If they have space for me still this coming weekend, I'm still down.
Yeah.
I'm still down to jump out the plane. Yes, I feel like I need to do this.
And this has nothing to do with how you're feeling today.
No. Oh, okay. No. Today I feel exceptional, but Trisha was supposed to play an audio for me. She's not playing.
So I'm going to play it because I don't want anybody to attack me.
No, well.
Okay, so.
I'm surprised. It's like week four. Oh, we're playing it today.
You are so lucky that I'm in a great mood today. Yeah,
it's love for everybody today.
All right. So we're going to play, what is it? It's The Program Is Crashing, correct?
Yeah.
And can you just tell me the mark so that everybody kind of, I get it to the right spot?
Do I who?
The mark.
Give you the mark?
Yeah. What number? At what point would you
right
like me
now?
To play
you
this?
You see how Trish be doing this to me? Like, I don't know what it is
I'm
on top of my
head.
I'm
trying to get everybody's music played properly on air, so I'm asking, what's the mark?
But I don't know it offhand. You could have given me a heads up. Like, you're going to need it. Let's stop this. Let me start my part over.
All right. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
No, well, ask me the question again.
P, what is the mark where you would like
no,
me?
No, not that question.
P,
how was
your week?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to jump? Yeah. Like, I don't know what you want me to ask. There's a lot of questions that I just asked you. Which one do you want?
You're right. I just wanted to start over my segment. But without the extra question. Just the...
How are you, Farrell?
I'm awesome, Trish. Thanks for asking. Woo! Yo, so, okay, I had an awesome week, all right?
But all
you,
right,
guys, you guys know, I try not to be the bearer of bad news. Well, I don't try that hard. But... So a lot of times I am the bearer of bad news, but like the energy this week, right? Like it's been so awesome. I can't help but be positive, right?
I love it.
And the thing is, there's a lot of turmoil on the planet. There's a lot of discomfort happening. You know, people are transcending, people are dying. There's all kinds of different things happening. The reason I'm super excited is because I recently started watching this documentary called Initiation.
Oh, okay.
Initiation is on the Gaia Network. First of all, they're not paying me, but I love him so much I want to plug him. Gaia, G-A-I-A. Gaia is another word to call planet Earth, right? They call it Gaia.
Okay.
Watching this documentary on Gaia called Initiation. And Initiation has educated me on everything, guys.
Okay, I like that.
I'm going to summarize just the main point. I said it, I wrote it on my Facebook yesterday, technically. And, turn up. Okay.
That's okay. Stop the noise. Stop the noise.
So, what it explains, and I just specifically want to talk about this part because it's crazy the amount of knowledge that was revealed. But that's one part. The universe creates crisis on purpose. Mm. Have you ever heard it say that contrast births opportunity? You ever heard that?
Heard it.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Heard it.
So what it means, right, is that as a people, if we become too stagnant, we're literally dying, right? If we become too stagnant, if we are not moving as a people, we're dying. You ever see still water? It's like, it's gross. Like it starts to become very gross and nasty. Yeah.
Mosquitoes come from it.
Yeah, that's it.
You need to continue moving. So now what happens to us as a people, we think that when we have a successful job, a solid relationship, whatever, life is set for us. And then we get stagnant.
Okay.
We do not create anymore. We do not evolve anymore.
I get it. It's like a comfort zone type.
It's a very comfort zone thing. But now Mother Nature, the Earth, the universe, our guides, the everything is like, we need to evolve. We need to continue to evolve as beings. So you might think this job is actually what you're here on the planet for, but it's not. This is actually, you're actually here to evolve and to have life experiences and to create and to actually transcend and then come back and continue to evolve and to go into another lives and stuff like that. So now when we start becoming too stagnant as a people,
it creates a circumstance like a 9/11. It'll create a circumstance like a Hitler. Mm-hmm. It'll create a circumstance like a COVID, where we look at it and we're like, oh my God, travesties, like the world's coming to an end, chaos.
Right. I hear that.
That is actually on purpose, very necessary for our evolution as people. So now when I look at everything happening and I'm super excited. Now, what I have to tell people, the real, and I'm sorry to break it like this, to have to break it down like this, is that everything that you know is coming to an end. Mm. It is crashing. It guarantee will not be how it was. It's going to be better. But stop trying to hold on to what was, because that's what's killing us. Because when the universe is telling you it's finished, go to the next step, and you're trying to hold on to what was, you will transcend. It's uncomfortable for you. You're going to start physically getting sick. It even shows like what happens to physical bodies when your spirit is trying to make you do something and you're fighting it. You start to physically almost morph because because your whole spirit is trying to make you do something and you're holding back. You start getting ugly. You start getting sick. You start getting... so crazy how... Really, on one side, it seems like, wow, what the hell is Sarah Farrell talking about? But on that side, it's super simple. It's like... Mm-hmm. It really is just that. It's like, if you just let go and let... I wanted to say let go and let God.
I know, because that's what we're so ingrained to say, right?
Your verse is the hallelujah.
But, you know, but just let go. Because right now, we're holding on too tight. If we conform, if we do this, then things will get back to normal or things are going to be like this. No, sorry, guys. The universe actually gave these powers that be right now the okay to do what they're doing because they needed you to be a little more uncomfortable so that you could transition. So literally life is pushing you because we're not going to do it. We're too comfortable and I don't want to say lazy, but when we get comfortable, we get complacent.
Right.
Well, I just want to add to that. It's not necessarily that the universe is... allowing them is what we have is free will, and free will is a universal law that we have here in this realm.
Yes.
And so it's not what they're allowing or disallowing. It's the creation of our own. So when you have those earthquakes, volcanoes, and all these different things, that's where Gaia can no longer balance the negative and the positive that's happening. So it's skewing too far to one end, and that will balance it out.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much one and the same. So it's basically what all to say. I said out loud.
We're responsible for that.
We're responsible. Okay, so when you say we're responsible, it's because we're making it happen.
Correct.
Okay, cool. We're making it happen, and universe is also so it's one and the same, pretty much, right? Because there's no like. Yeah, it's just that's
it's
it.
All connected.
It's all connected, and it's just because I'm trying to also compute what you said now.
In this realm, we have free will. Like, so this won't necessarily happen in other realms. But now we get real Rick and Morty in here.
No, because that is also very real. That multiple lives that we're living, multiple dimensions, all those things are super real. But yeah, so anyway, so all to say, sorry guys for going on my tangents. You guys know how I get down.
That's why I tried to say moving on.
No. I'm just saying. It's just like I'm super like. I usually try to not be, you know, like negative, and this I have been dropping all kind of crazy things on people these days, but
it's for a reason. We appreciate it because you're saying all kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Yes.
But I can tell you firsthand that everything that you said to me last week was law.
Word.
This week is a reflection of that.
All right.
So just know it's not crazy psycho babble.
Okay.
I'm telling you, and I said this before, but I trust you in a different way. Mm. And I haven't known you personally for that long.
Right.
But in the time that I know you, I know what your spirit vibrates. Mm. Even when I am at a time when I'm unsure about a lot, even myself, and if I speak to you and I hear you, I know that the words that you are saying is true.
Right?
I don't doubt nothing that you say, and it's not crazy. Please don't say it's crazy.
Yeah, don't call it crazy.
Thank you.
This is a guy that you want to talk to in real life. I can see you being paid for, like, you know, just going up and talking to like groups of thousands of people. For real. I see you doing that because everything that you said to me was law.
I appreciate that. And actually, you remind me of something, because even in the Gaia doc, it says that they send beings like us, like me, and there's a bunch of us who are really here to kind of just bring that energy, and a lot of times we don't know, but we're being guided. The information is coming through, and I'm grateful to be it.
Amen.
Thanks. All right, so that was my week.
You want to play the video? Because I don't want you to attack me.
Well, let Kaya talk.
I want Kaya to talk.
Yeah, let Kaya
talk. I feel like he just narrated it today.
Do we have room
for it? I think we'll have room for it today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will make room for it today.
Thanks, Trish. Thanks. You know.
Kaya, please. I'd love to hear from you.
If not, it's okay.
No, it's not. Because you're going to call me out at the end of the show. Would you think I don't know you? That you're going to say, this is the fifth time Trish didn't play my stuff. You think I want to hear that again? And people call it on my YouTube videos. You didn't play Spiral stuff. Excuse you. No.
Right, okay,
I want to hear Kaya. I will speak briefly. And then maybe we'll play it. We'll
Trish,
see.
I love you.
Anyways, Kaya, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah.
After all that?
I'm good. My week was great. It was grounding. Last week I had a tough week, but you know, they say it takes a village, and even though we're not children anymore, sometimes just saying the words out loud in the presence of the right people, you get the healing that you need, or a step in the way of the healing that you need.
Right.
So this week is actually great.
I was
blessed to be with a little boy. I had a little boy with me last week.
Yes.
Just because of whatever, we're on the radio or whatever. But I don't even want to say his name.
Right.
But
that's
the cutest little, most amazing everything somebody that you ever met in the whole wide world. Oh my goodness,
so
gracious!
Respectful. Yes. So sweet.
Oh gosh.
Wasn't he so sweet?
He really was.
Gosh.
He really was. He's awesome.
Such a sweetheart.
So I thank God for blessing us with that presence, with that energy. And so, yeah, it's a great week.
That's good.
I'm happy. I'm happy that things are different. And I'm happy right now because Gina is back in the house.
Yay.
I was missing Gina. I was like, where is she?
Gina's on the road.
Gina, I love it.
But I was going to say, you know, diamonds are created under pressure. So
That's it.
You know, and they're the strongest gem that comes out of it. So,
yes. That's right.
Trish, what did you do this week, Trish?
I went to a chalet. It was my first one ever, right? Mm. So we had a good time.
First time?
It was my first time ever. Yeah.
Okay.
Ever? It was my first time. And it was fun. We was a bunch of positive, melanated, beautiful people. We played karaoke. Now, I'm competitive. I don't know if you guys know this, all right? I'm very, very competitive. So we sang karaoke, right? And there was no official results. But I think I won karaoke.
I think you won too.
I think I won karaoke.
I wasn't there.
Thank you, Kaya.
But I think you won.
You know why? Because everyone was singing Sting, Think Twice, all these slow songs, Adele, Hello, all this kind of stuff, right? I came in with Our Last, the soca song, right? And I got everybody up. And everybody was whining.
That's how I won.
Yeah, it sounds like a win right there.
I think I won.
You got
nobody told me I won, but I think.
If you made the crowd get involved.
Okay.
Pardon?
I said, was it a competition?
It was.
Was it a competition for you, or was everyone involved?
That's the question.
You know what?
Because it sounds like everyone was having fun, and Trish came out to talk about, like, woo, let's go.
I tore it up.
She double dutching.
All I'm gonna say is, I mean, okay, everybody did fine, but I did exceptional.
Okay,
that's how it worked for me. That's all I'll say. So I won. I've been forcing myself to read some more. Because it's time, you know. I haven't been up on my reading, so I've been doing that. I was reading my book that's in my bag that I forgot the name right now because
it's
I have a short
Four Agreements.
Thank you, The Four Agreements, which is really, really awesome. It's funny, P, because what you were saying was in that book.
Energy,
and
guys.
And I told
Energy.
You, like, when you were talking to me about it before the show, I was like, "Well, that's crazy that you're actually saying what's in the book." So that was pretty cool.
The universe loves you.
Thank you. I'm sure. Thank you.
What happened? No, that's why you have the book. That's why I confirmed.
One of my awesome friends.
There wasn't no flukes or coincidence. I was just reminding you the universe loves you.
Thank you. The universe loves all of you guys too.
Thanks.
And as summer is winding down, you know, I'm not feeling the sweater weather.
Mm.
But I know it's about time. We live in Canada. But I don't think it's Ugg season yet. It's not Ugg season.
It's cuffing season. What you talking about?
It is. And cuffing season actually has months. Like, you know, September is this.
Yes.
October is that. Yeah. November is that. December is that. And when it gets warm, it stops.
Ah.
Like, you know, it's like April and it's like done. So we are officially in cuffing season.
Is that only in Canada? Because in other places it's hot all the time. I guess.
You don't cuff?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
He's married.
You just horn.
Hey.
Oh.
You just horn in hot
what?
Countries.
How
you
did?
I was trying. What? You guys missed the question. I was asking about whether you guys now are talking about me married. I just meant, like, if cuffing season is because it gets cold and we need to cuff up, but what happens in the places that it's just hot all the time?
No, well, but Kai has a point there.
Yeah, there's no cuffing season in hot places. You get horned. You, you don't get coughed, you get horned.
Because you're in a relationship. Okay, I get it.
Because uncuff when it gets warm out here. And all of a sudden it's hot girl summer.
Exactly. You blink and that stuff is happening.
I guess Kaya has a point. You know?
Yeah, so that's it. But I did see some
people. I guess that would explain West Indian men and their ways.
Ooh, that's another episode, guys. That's another episode. Listen.
I'm impeding on your time. I'm sorry, Trish.
All I'm saying is, it's another episode, guys. We're going to have to do that probably another day. Mm-hmm. All right. So that was my week. That's it. I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad everybody's back here. The team is back. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to get into the high headlines of this week. Farrell, we're getting into it. Are you ready?
Yeah, wait. Are you playing my audio or are you just going to get in?
Okay. You know what? I'll play your audio first because I think it's time and then we'll jump into the headlines.
Yeah,
because
I feel your headlines are going to trigger me the way you looked at me. Trish, don't come in no triggering stuff and then be like, Farrell, be positive. All right.
Let me play this. Let me cue it up. Let me stop the music. Oh, that's. I don't know what that's about. Oh, wow. Okay. Give me 2 seconds. So that was all our wonderful weeks, and we're going to play this from where I was told, the live radio screen.
When we are part of the ecosystem,
it's here. There you go.
Minimalistic living. Because I told you, like right now, all around the world, there is a split happening. And many people who are unvaccinated will be forced to live separate from those who have been vaccinated. Now, that's not all bad, but you're going to need a community. You're going to need to share with people. You're going to need to surround yourself with people who make you feel like sunlight. You're going to have to unite and put aside your egos, because if you don't, you're going to be on your own. You see, when you look at nature, the species that survives the longest are the species who work together. Ants work together. We got to work together. We got to stick together. So.
You told me to play it to a certain time.
Thank you.
I followed instruction.
Thank you.
Say that, King.
It's important, though.
All right. So you want to talk about it a little bit before we jump into the headlines?
It was just a reminder of where we're at. We're super resilient as a people as long as we understand we're here to work together. Mm. And again, shout out to this documentary because it really taught us that because we're all born like from this earth, so to speak, we're literally one and the same. So it's like when you see somebody that you quote unquote don't like or
like you were saying,
upsets you, that's actually the universe or your spirit drawing a reflection of you in front of you so that you could do better. You could say, okay, you know what? What I don't like in that person is actually something in me I need to fix. Mm-hmm. But because we've been conditioned to separate from each other, we see that person as my enemy. We see that person as a person I need to stay away from, but not understanding or accepting the fact that that's us. So, but the whole point of that whole clip is beyond that is really just understand that we're in this together. We're super resilient as the people. And although they're trying to force us to be in a type of isolation, we should actually not be forced. We should be welcoming that and just take a walk and just handle our own things. Hmm.
All right.
Well, divided we fall, right?
Thank you.
All right.
United we stand.
I like that. Now.
You fell at us.
Now, headline time. All right. Okay. So first things first on the headline list today. Quebec healthcare workers deadline. They've been given a deadline to get the jab. They've been told no jab, no pay.
Pause.
Yes, of course.
The words of our mouth, what do we have to say? Our thoughts and the words that we express are not the the whatever CKUT would be promoting.
That's correct.
And what we say is pretty much our own opinions.
That's right. They're not the opinion of CKUT.
That's it. Thanks, FM Trish.
Or McGill University.
Awesome. Good. Thanks. All right. Where they come from me.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimers. All right,
so that is a disclaimer we are going to put out before we read today's headlines, because some of them do talk about what is going on in the world right now. So the vaccine passport will also be required for hospital workers. The health minister says Quebec Premier François Legault led a provincial briefing on COVID-19 for the first time in 3 weeks Tuesday as cases and hospitalizations in the province continue to rise.
Quebec healthcare workers in both public and private systems who are not adequately vaccinated by October 15th, will be suspended without pay, the province's health minister, Christian Dubé, announced on Tuesday.
So you guys can go for it. What's the date?
October 15th.
You know, it's going to be interesting when all of our medical practitioners leave the province.
That's a nice way. Yeah, that's a way of looking at it. I was going to say it'd be nice when they all just walk off the job.
Well, here's the thing. There's already a large shortage of nurses.
Yeah,
correct.
A large shortage of nurses.
You threatening, and someone was saying, it's just like, we were. It was fine for you to have us in the trenches.
Of course.
All of 2020. Mm-hmm. Unvaccinated, without the proper masks, without all the, like, and like, literally working their butt, like, to the
mm-hmm. Yeah.
At a shop.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me that unless I choose to get vaccinated, you are no longer allowing me to help the people stay alive.
Yeah.
No, unless you forcefully get the vaccine, because you're not choosing. They're telling you, you can't feed your
pressure
family.
Under duress.
Yeah.
Because now you can't work. So now either the private clinics are going to start opening.
Yep.
Or they're going to leave. Because, you know, even before all of this, and I started my first job was in the medical field, and I know there was a shortage of doctors there, and I know it was hard for Quebec to keep anyone in Quebec because they were leaving for the U.S. and they were leaving for Ontario.
Of course.
Because they were making hand over fist more money. Mm. So, yo, look, I was on Neon, and we still, I don't think we have another vote until 2023, I believe.
Trying to just be positive in my approach. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be a good idea if the nurses were to just come together and just choose a date and just walk off the job. And not even walk off like they're doing this as a stunt. Start planning to leave that job. Start making it where it's like, yeah, we're all making plans to just leave. Like Gina said, we're going to look to open our own private clinic. We're going to just show them that you aren't dependent on them. Because right now what's happening is that they feel like we're completely dependent on them. So they're just doing whatever they want. But I think we'd be in a better situation if like these nurses did that, if the business owners did that. Just start shutting your doors. Be like, okay, well, you know what? We're not down. And we're just, basically, this is our protest. It's our silent protest. We're just going to shut everything down. Stop coming into work. Stop. You're not paying me anyways. Great. But don't wait until they tell you.
Exactly.
If they say October 15th, be like, September 15th, I'm going to stop coming here.
Right. Because it's October 15th.
That's so it. Don't let them do that to you. That's all I could say.
Oh, Kaya,
was that?
Anything?
Was that okay?
That was great. Good job. That was good. Okay,
thanks.
No, I agree. I think I have to be careful.
yeah.
It's
tough.
Yeah, guys.
We're not laughing, but it's like, damn.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to get... hold on.
You will get it.
Okay, hold on.
She has to make sure.
You can say that.
Stage a coup. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, that's totally okay.
Stage a coup. I think that's what happens. People need... I believe in that. I believe in it. It worked. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. I know people are going to say, oh, you... Because you can't do stuff like that. But I learned this in prison.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
They say y'all gotta do this, and that. And we're gonna tell them, everybody today, no, we're not. Mm-hmm. And then when they come in, they're gonna say, yes, you do. But when they come in, they're gonna come with a threat. Right. So we already know. So we done talked about this because we got 3 hours before breakfast. So they're gonna say, y'all, it's time to eat. And we're gonna say, nah, we good. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah, right.
Nobody takes the food.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 people go out and they take the food. And when they come back in, we are literally on them like rice. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, give it back.
Yeah.
And they all go back outside and give the food back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on this day now, we have been... Shit. All kinds of stuff that happened to us. Mm-hmm. All kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And when the people them say... None of the inmates ate. When they have to send that cart back down with that food in there, the superintendent gets a phone call. Hello? Listen, the people are not eating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't eat today.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, not even a big hungry belly one, nobody ate today.
Yeah.
somebody went in their cells and went and got food and fed everybody in the place. Mm. They don't want nothing from us, they said.
Wow. Mm.
We want face-to-face with the superintendent today.
Ooh-hoo.
That's what we want. And by the end of the day, we had the superintendent. Because now, guess what? It's time for y'all to go to work because we sentenced to hard labor. This is something like what we're going through right now,
thank
every day.
Yeah.
Sentenced to hard labor. Rain, sleet, steel.
Yeah.
It don't matter where to go to work, right?
Facts.
Well, we ain't working either because we're so hungry and we're tired.
Mm.
Good.
We can't.
We can't. Can't do it.
We can't.
Not today.
I like it.
And you know what happens? You get results.
Of course.
But the people are not unified enough. So if I could say anything, I could say stage a coup, and y'all know what that means.
Thank you.
Woo. Right.
Damn, Kaya. Yes.
Yes. You see?
Straight.
You guys can do it. I love it. We're going to move on to the next one. Montreal business owners relieved as international tourists allowed in Canada. Tourism industry is slowly recovering, but it's not Americans visiting the city, merchants say. It's actually people that are not from America, but outside of America. That's basically what it is. See, they say now it's getting a little better, but some people survived the pandemic, some people didn't. And one person said, I can manage a cost properly. Starting Tuesday, things may get even better as Canada opens its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from across the globe, letting them skip the country's 14-day quarantine requirement.
Yeah, because I think at first it was just at the U.S. borders.
That's
that
correct.
Opened.
Yeah.
Now they opened it all around.
So you guys see what's happening, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a simple, like, guys, come on. Like, and the fact that we're following for it, or we're falling for it, because I feel we're getting smarter as a people, is just that. So they're going to say, if you're vaccinated, you could travel. And business owners, we're making it possible for more vaccinated people to come to your locations. Why? Because there's enough non-vaccinated people are like, well, I guess I'm not going here anymore.
But I don't think it's the people are falling for it. I think that the people are pressured into it, and so they're doing it. I think they're well aware of it. I've spoken to quite a few people who felt that they were pressured into doing it, and because they just didn't want to go against the grain. They're not falling for it. They're very much so aware, but they don't want to make the changes.
That's a really nice way of saying that they've still folded, though. That's a real nice
folded
way of saying
and falling for it is two different things.
Oh, okay. So, and thank you for clarifying that. So when I say falling for it, I mean folding. That okay. I didn't mean, no one's being tricked at this point.
Right.
I
think
Yeah, thank you. Good call, Gina. Thank you for the clarification. So no one's being tricked. Everybody knows what time it is. And I understand there's pressure. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's comfortable. What I'm saying, and I did say this week in one of my lives, I tried to be calm and relaxed, but I had to express the fact that, again, as business owners, as parents, if we're doing something against our will, because we're being, like, forced to, we're being submissive. And that's what the example that we're setting. Like, there's nothing that, there's all kind of health risks that we all know about. And we're doing this because we're being bullied to do it. And instead of standing up and saying, nah, kids, we're not playing no sports. You're not doing this. Parents are folding and saying, well, I'm doing this because my kid wanted to play ball. I'm doing this because I need to be able to keep my business open. So I have to do this. Guys, I'm sorry, but it's a choice. You're
devil's
making
advocate.
A choice.
Yes, devil's please. Advocate. I'll please. Say this to this, right? Because I'm very much so neutral. I'm a
right.
The nature of, like, if you want it and you feel like you need it, go do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. If you do not want it and you don't feel like you need it, do not force them to do it.
Right.
And to that point, because you said, like, there's a bunch of evidence out there showing reactions and all that. On that same front, there's a whole long list of people who are just like, look at all the benefits that you have for it. So they'll always feed your narrative.
Benefits of getting vaccinated, you mean?
Yes. Well, yes, because then people are just like, you know what? I got sick. And I literally just heard that this weekend that two people in a household, one was vaccinated, one wasn't. They both got COVID. One came out of it really easy. The other one, they got really scared about
okay.
it. They're both elderly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so regardless of what, if you want to find the information to validate your point, you will find it.
Yeah.
For me, at the core of it is, don't force anyone to do anything. Make your own choices
I agree with that.
But that's not the point we're discussing now, because I think that was the original point. It's just do as you want. But right now what we're up against is business owners saying that I have to keep you out of the store because I need my business to stay open. And I'm saying, well, that's good. But now in the event that One, your business starts to fail, like collapse because there's not enough people coming to your business. That's what it is. That's your choice that you've made. But then also remember, because the government's not looking out for you. The same way I tell these youths that if you get damaged playing the sports or if you actually get injected and you get sick, the team is not going to come to the hospital. They're not going to cover your mom's bills. No, the same way that the government...
You're going to get kicked off and you're going to get replaced.
Thank you. Yes. So now, that same thing. So if the businesses are doing this because they're like, well, look, this is the government's making me do this. Fine. But remember, I'm your client. I was coming there spending money. Now you're telling me I can't come in?
Okay.
Watch. Stay there. Okay.
When the people who are pro were not willing to come outside to support your business, I was coming and supporting your business.
Got you.
I was showing up and I was standing in line.
Thank you.
Right.
But what I'm saying to this is that...
So now you're telling me I'm not welcome and only they are welcome? They're willing to allow your business to burn to the ground.
Yep.
They were going to let you fail. They were going to let your businesses be closed down. It was us who showed up every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather we push the narrative of whether you're pro or whether you're non. Can we please just come together for our own charter rights?
Right. Absolutely.
But that's not what's happening.
I feel like we should all just... With the lockdown, I think we should lock down ourselves.
Right.
I think that we should take back our dollar again. Yeah. I think we should stop spending money again.
Because someone was telling me that in Ontario, there was a group of people who burned their vaccination card because Ontario announced September 22nd that they weren't putting their passport. And went, because 2 seconds ago, Doug was like, no, never.
That's not something we're not going to do.
And then 3 seconds later, he was like, okay, so September 15th?
Right.
Yeah. September 22nd, I think
we're
going
to totally do it.
So apparently there were some who just actually burned their vax card in unison. And they said, I don't care. Like, yeah, I'm vaccinated, but this is foolish. Like,
Thank you.
Going against our rights.
Right.
So that's why I'd love for us to start pushing that narrative. And let's try to focus on that. And like, hey, guys, let's get together.
Amen.
Let's stop judging who's pro, who's non, third. Stop saying like, oh, how come they can't? Or forget what the government's trying to put on us, because they work for us.
But can the
whether you're pro or non-pro,
Businesses like, because that's a nice idea, but can the businesses really be united with the non-vaccinated community?
Absolutely,
of course.
The business person can be
right.
The business may not, because the business is not an entity. The business can't vote. The person who's running the business can't.
Okay, I understand that. But how? That's the thing, because it's that, and that's the argument that business owners have.
Well, right now, because it wasn't done prior to it being put into place, they have to respect those regulations. Otherwise, they'll get fined and all these different things, right? Now, you can risk getting fined and saying that I'm going to fight it. You can do that too. But otherwise, you as a person, whatever you do in your business from 9 to 5 is what you do in your business from 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
However you're going to write to your government, vote for however you want to vote, however you guys want to protest and come together, you as a person has every right to do so.
That's what you're saying. Okay, because I'm thinking if you're in support of the non-vaccinated community, when they tell you that you cannot let non-vaccinated people in without a passport, you would say, no, I'm going to let them in anyways. Actually, that's what you would say.
If
we're working united, because
that
you're saying,
I'm in it.
I'm in it together. Yeah. Like, we're on the same team. Like, I would sit with the non-vaccinated community and be like, okay, so I own this business. They're telling me this. How do we strategize together? Like, okay, so if I close my door so that we don't have an issue, can you still just order from me? What's happening. They're listening to what the government is telling them, and they're doing it. And that's what Kaya is saying, where it hurts and it's kind of weird to even see is that the government keeps jerking us regular, but you're listening to them, and the people who weren't supporting your business when they were scared of the COVID, you're listening to them. But us who've been here, we're like, now we're the enemy, because we're like, yo, well, we're actually kind of weird. We feel it kind of weird. We're feeling a little arms up, because we're like, well, why aren't you... Like, I'm surprised that you're telling me I need a passport. Like, I'm surprised.
But the businesses aren't listening to the pro-vaccinated people, because they're not the ones making the rules. It's the government.
But they're listening to the government, and they're working with the vaccinated people who are coming with the passports. That's what I'm saying. It's one and the same. You can't. It's like you have to make a decision and understand. And there's a lot of circulation. Sorry, just now.
It's okay. Listen. Go ahead.
There's a lot of circulation about the laws. Like, and people are sharing things. Like, look, these are the laws. This is what it is. Guys, the government knows the laws. So why are we wasting time? Like, they're not playing fair. They're not playing according to any rules. It's almost like a
then
you have to educate the businesses, because not even police officers don't even know the law. So a lot of people aren't educated on that law. So if they are educated and they want to take that risk, like I said, if they get fined, then they have to take the risk of getting fined and then fighting it. And now, if according to what we've seen and what was shared, the word on the street is they won't bring that to court, because to bring it to court, and if it does get proven to be illegal, then it's precedence for everything else.
Yes.
But you have to ask somebody to do that, to be willing to do that, to risk their business after they just had 18 to 24 months of strife.
Yeah.
So it is very much so planned, because if the government did this 18 months ago, it would have been hell no.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, because of all the strain that's happening, it's a much easier platform for that. So, which is why I'm saying I'm not putting blame on the businesses. I understand what they've been going through, especially the restaurants. I understand what you've been going through. Okay. I'm just saying, outside of that, keep doing what you need to do to feed your family on the forefront. But when the clock is out, when you check out, like, we can come together as a people and then start changing the legislation. That's my point of view. I'm not gonna watch you away, business. If you want to tell me that I can't let you, I would if I could, but you're not vaccinated, I'm not gonna be like, oh well, you're part of that problem. I'm not doing that either.
Right.
I understand everybody has their situations. I'm just saying, if you can't do it in the confines of your 9-to-5, then let's do it afterwards.
Okay, I can respect that.
I like how you said that. We're gonna move on to the next one. All right, so you guys remember Monsieur Mamadi Camara?
Yes.
So Mama D's, this is a good one. This is cool. Mama D Camara's lawyers dispute finding of no racial profiling and wrongful arrest. Lawsuit will go ahead. Yeah, so they're going ahead with it. Mama D Camara's lawyers insist he's a victim of racial profiling in his high-profile wrongful arrest last winter, despite a Quebec judge's report finding otherwise. They call those findings one-sided and are moving ahead with their lawsuit against the police.
But I'm a little
bit concerned. Was it a judge of his peers?
Because, I don't know.
The judge is saying that is that.
Yeah.
That it's not that.
Yeah. Judge is saying it's not that, but the lawyers are fighting back and saying, it is that. Stop it.
Yeah.
It is that.
Well, I'm optimistic, but I'm not really at the same time.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just.
Respectfully, I get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just really, I hope it works out, but I'm, again, like the system that we're up against. They lie, they steal, they cheat, and, you know, they endorse everything that is not bought by us. So, and they're against everything that is, that will make them look bad in any kind of way.
Right.
So they're not, they function like a brotherhood, like a unit, and that's just really what it is.
Right. Gina, Kaya?
Same Z's.
Kaya?
Yeah.
CM Ting. All right, we're going to move on because we have been talking, ladies and gents. All right, so do you guys hear about Justin Trudeau getting hit by gravel at his campaign event?
No, I didn't hear it, but let's clap it up. No? No.
Opinions expressed on the Empower Hour are not the opinions of CKUT 90.3.
Good point.
More specifically, the opinions expressed by Pharaoh.
No, I'm joking. It's true.
So,
it's not everybody that feels that way.
Okay, so the London police is investigating after Trudeau hit by gravel at his campaign event. Police in London are investigating after protesters threw gravel and small rocks at Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, as well as accompanying journalists during a campaign event on Monday. In a statement to Global News, local police confirmed the probe into the incident, which Trudeau and other federal party leaders on Tuesday condemned as unacceptable. So what happened, what I seen, was all the other people read and they're like, yeah, we don't agree with them, but we don't agree with gravel being shot in his head. And I was like, well, you know, things happen. Who's the president? Didn't George Bush get a shoe in his head? So, I mean, you know what? You want to be Justin Trudeau? Comes to the territory. I'm not saying it should have happened, but I'm saying unexpected stuff happens all the time. And if he keeps on going, there might be more. I'm not saying good for him. I'm just saying this is a territory. People don't like people. It also happened to Pauli Marois, where someone went and shot up the place. Like, people on these protesters and stuff like that, they're crazy. This is it.
Well said.
I just also want to let people know, like, when you mentioned the Pauli Marois thing, like, if you take down the person, it doesn't take down the establishment, by the way. They'll just replace that person. Just vote accordingly.
Well, that's a good question. Good point, actually. But I just want to remind everybody that here, people in Quebec, when they weren't happy, there was an FLQ riot. So I'm not sure you ever heard about that.
Yes, there was. Yep.
I'm just going to leave that there. Just put that there. Just when they weren't happy, they they didn't just take out the one person. They really took, they changed the game here. Mm-hmm. They set an example. Vive le Québec! Sorry, go ahead.
You know, okay.
No, I'm just going to say, I'm going to start just connecting with some of these white people because they know what time it is. Vive le Québec!
When it comes down to the French language.
Yo.
And other things. Yeah, they're not, you might be with them. They're not necessarily with you.
They don't have to be with me. Yo, we're just together right now against them. We don't even have to be brethren.
Like,
just, yo, vive le Québec. All the, always. Because I don't know. I find some people in our community are joking around. They're all scary and things. So they're all scary. So. All
right.
We weren't being censored before.
No, no.
Kaya, sorry. Did you have anything to say about Justin getting gravel shot at his head?
Nope.
Good answer.
Right? Cool. All right. So the next one is statue of General Robert E. This is a World News. Lee finally removed from Richmond, Virginia. He's a former capital of the Confederacy.
Yay.
This morning, it's actually this morning in Richmond, Virginia. Yesterday morning, excuse me, capital of the Confederacy. During the Civil War, its top general was finally cut down. His statue, that is, erected in 1890, a full 35 years after he surrendered to Appomattox, I think that says. The statue of Robert E. Lee was removed from its downtown perch to chants of Nana. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, goodbye. That's what it says. I'm not just reading it. And it says the last of six Confederate statues to come down on Richmond Monument Avenue.
Yay!
Wow. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. So that happened at 8:54 a.m.
And where? Where was this?
Richmond, at? Virginia.
Wow. Yeah. Right. I'm gonna tell you something about Americans, boy. They'll tear up some stuff.
Hey,
I'm gonna tell you, there's a couple statues running in Montreal that need to get torn down.
I'm telling
talk
you,
about
I,
it. Yeah, talk I about that. It.
Can we but get I'm, Christopher I, Columbus? Street
I'm gonna say this, and I don't care. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. Send to me for this, but Montrealers is acting like they lost their spunk. Y'all used to riot for hockey shows.
Yep.
Y'all ain't fighting about this here. Y'all is punks. Y'all done punked up on us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I expected so much more from Montreal. I really did.
Well said.
All right. So on that note, we're going to play Gina's affirmation.
Oh, we didn't want to mention Michael K. Williams?
Oh, yes, we do. Omar. But I thought we would do that more in entertainment if you guys want to want. But we will mention it. Michael K. Williams of The Wire. And The Wire, unfortunately, passed away. He was in Lovecraft Country, I believe, as well. Yeah. He did pass away at 54 years old. Yeah, I don't know, guys. It's everyone that I hear, every death that I hear, every celebrity, it hurts the heart even more. It was started with DMX. And then after, what's funny is he actually played or did DMX's verse on the BET Awards.
Oh, true.
He did. And he did it so well and so believable. And come to find out, months later, he's now passed.
Ooh, that's yeah.
So I guess we could talk about that in entertainment. But yeah, that's... We give rest in peace to him.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Condolences to his family, because geez, Louise.
Yeah.
All right.
Was he vaccinated?
You know, run the tune, please.
All right. So on that note, we're going to get into Gina's affirmations and goals.
I stay up fighting my demons. I don't got no one to lean on. I'm busy putting my team on. Hitters pull up with the beamer. I put that girl in a beamer. She make a mess and she clean up. She call a friend named Tina. I turn her to a threesome. Yeah. Call my name, can be fatal. None of my niggas are stable. They turn a crown to a halo. They roll through the town like a tailor. But don't make a move till I say so. Drop a few hits and I lay low. Ever since I've been single, my side chick wanna be magic. She know I'ma make it famous. Ever since I've been single, my side chick wanna be magic. Dodge a call like the Matrix. Dodge a call like steady on top. Better believe they keep praying I'ma fall. Y'all better believe I'ma die on top. Better believe. I just watch my ops team up, y'all better believe. 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 Y'all better believe.
Look.
Y'all better believe.
Yeah. I'm just a young, dirty plastic, plastic. I'm gone off weed and acid, magic. My mind is doing backflips, gymnastics. All my albums classic. All these fake rappers, they stay capping about a whole lot of that ain't happen. Middle finger, plus thumb, cause I stay snapping. They fronted on me, I may back it. 600, I may back it. Baby, we ain't in the same bracket. They riding waves, this is Lake Placid. You wanna be high? For this, on God, I'm a ride, I will die for this. Looking bad, oh, you mad, cause I'm confident. Tell that can swallow my cockiness.
Steady on top, steady on top. Better believe, oh yeah. They keep praying on my fall, y'all better believe. I'ma die on top, better believe. I just watch my ops team up, y'all better believe. Y'all better believe, y'all better believe. Y'all better believe, y'all better believe. Y'all better believe, oh yeah.
Audemars, Travis, cactus, automatic, panic, rad, cinematic, give me a mattress, baby, download a nigga, Kravis seeds. Looking for the killer, murderer, good day is. Talking, got no assist, jet lag, I'm in the city with it. Better believe, I'm gonna give me. Better believe, I spy the fleet.
Steady on top, better believe, oh yeah. They keep praying on my fall, y'all better believe. I'ma die on top, better believe. I just watch my ops team up, y'all better believe. Y'all better believe, 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 y'all better believe. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews,